おはよう東京。
さくらです。
なつこです。
Peter here. Survival phrases number 33. Guess who's in the studio today?
Yay!
What? We have a reunion. It's Natsuko-san and
yes.
Sakura-san.
Yes.
Together, the three of us. How long has it been?
I can't remember.
Many months.
Yeah.
I think.
It is so great to have you back, Sakura-san and Natsuko-san.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the topic today, too. We're talking about Sakura-san's favorite sport.
Is it?
Who is it?
Well, what's your favorite sport?
Basketball.
There it is.
Wow.
We're talking about... Natsuko-san, you don't seem too enthusiastic about that.
No. I am.
That's right. Why are we going to talk about basketball today? Anybody, feel free to jump in.
Because there's a world championship.
Where?
In Japan.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
Natsuko-san, did you know that?
Yes, I did. Yes, of course.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about some of the teams involved and some of the places that the games are going to happen. Mm-hmm. Now, we want everybody coming to Japan to have a great time. We are so excited that you're going to get to see this amazing country. Sakura-san, you played up. It's your country.
It is.
So first things first. The actual name of it is... FIBA, World Championship 2006. Now, Sakura-san, do you know what the FIBA stands for?
No. Please tell me.
Natsuko-san, do you know?
No. Sorry, I don't have any idea.
Up until yesterday, I didn't know either. But according to the website, it's Federation Internationale. I really push it.
It's French, isn't it?
Yes. You know, take over.
Federation International de Basketball. Ah, sorry.
You started off really good.
Terrible. Right.
You started off strong, but... Yeah, so what Sakura said, that's the name of it. And it opens August 19th. That's the start of the event. And it will run through September 3rd. There's going to be 24 teams participating. And what we're going to do over the next two survival phrases, we're going to introduce all the names of the countries, plus we're going to show you how to introduce yourself. So that way, everyone coming to Japan will be able to introduce themselves and say, nice to meet you.
Yes,
that's good.
Right? Sounds good. Okay, so why don't we have Sakura-san introduce herself.
はじめまして、さくらです。日本人です。よろしくお願いします。
Excellent. Natsuko-san, let's ask Sakura-san to give it to us one more time, nice and slow.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
はじめまして。私はさくらです。日本人です。よろしくお願いします。
Sakura-san, let's have Natsuko-san introduce herself.
よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。私は夏子です。日本人です。よろしくお願いします。
Now, what we gave you here, there are certain things that are set, and you just have to interchange a few parts to get your self-introduction, plus tell the listening party your nationality. Now, Sakura-san, one more time, please. What's fixed? Give us the first sentence.
はじめまして。
Now, this is a set phrase, meaning, it's nice to meet you. Literally, it means, for the first time. But, in Japanese, nice to meet you. This is followed by...
私はさくらです。
Now, there's one part that'll change. Sakura-san, your name please?
さくら。
And what was that sentence you just gave us?
私はさくらです。
Now, we just have to take out Sakura's name and put in, for example, Natsuko-san's name.
私はなつこです。
Now, the same applies to you. What we're going to do now is break down the set phrases so you can get a good feel for it, okay? Give us what's set. Please leave out the name.
私はです。
The first word.
私。
This is a pronoun meaning I. Then it's marked by the particle.
わ。
Then you put in your name and it's followed by?
です。
Which is the copula. And again, if you're interested in the grammar, go back to lesson one, the first beginner lesson.
Yes.
Go back and please see the difference. So, Sakura-san. Can you tell me my name in Japanese? How would I say Peter in Japanese?
Peter.
So, when I want to use this sentence, I would say, 私はピーターです, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now you got the second part. Now, one more tricky part in there, but Sakura-san and Natsuko-san are going to turn it into a piece of cake, so it's going to be really easy. What do we do when we're talking about nationalities? What's your nationality? One more time.
日本人.
And give us the sentence you used.
日本人です.
Now, what's going to stay the same is the suffix
人.
Now, this follows the country name. In Japanese, it's very easy. You just take the country name and attach
人.
And that's it. So we had
日本人.
I'm from America. Natsuko-san, how do we say America in Japanese?
America.
And how would I say American?
American.
That's it. You just attach the suffix. And there it is. And again, we add the copula.
This.
Finally, we have the phrase of all phrases.
Yes, sure.
Natsuko-san, give us that phrase.
よろしくお願いします。
Please be kind to me. Now here, お願いします means please, right, Sakura-san?
Yes.
And you can also use this when asking someone to do something or asking for something.
Mm.
Now, for more on this, you could see our first survival phrases. Also, in this lesson, self-introduction is beginner lesson number one.
Mm.
But the reason we're bringing this today is we have some new countries.
Right.
Right.
Now, what we want to do here first is introduce Group A. All the countries, all six countries in Group A.
Mm.
Then we're going to incorporate it with the self-introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before we start that, let's just break down everything for the listeners out there. Let's give it to them syllable by syllable.
Okay.
Natsuko-san, how do we say, how do you do, or nice to meet you?
はじめまして。
Now, can you break that down for us?
はじめまして。はじめまして。
That was followed by what, Sakura-san?
私はさくらです。
Can you break that sentence down for us?
わたしはさくらです。私はさくらです。
And your name would go where Sakura's name goes.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, this was followed by?
日本人です。
Break it down for us, please.
日本人です。日本人です。
And finally we had?
よろしくお願いします。
Nice to meet you. Please be kind to me. Break it down for us.
よろしくお願いします。よろしくお願いします。
And this is three words. First word being?
よろしく。
Second word?
お願い。
Third word?
します。
And this is made of a word and a phrase. First word?
よろしく。
And the phrase, please.
お願いします。
Now what we're going to do is we're going to give you country names. Then we're going to give you a given name. Then we're going to make self-introductions from each country. It's going to be good.
Okay. I hope it works.
And Natsuko-san and Sakura-san, you're going to have to play a lot of different roles today, a lot yes. of different nationalities.
Wow.
Yes. And these people are in these teams, right?
Yes, correct. Yes.Right. So you're going to be playing guy roles.
Okay.
Now, just a quick pointer here. In the following examples, we're going to give you just the first name. Now, when you introduce yourself, if you want to give both names, you can either give first name, last name, or reverse the order, like the Japanese do. But again, this is beyond the scope of this lesson. We just want to get you out there speaking the language. You're coming to Japan. You want to meet some people, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, we're going to give you the tools to introduce yourself.
And like Japanese people often just say their family name, right? Like Suzuki desu.
Yes.
Yeah. But if you're from another country, it might be more natural to say your first name.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Good point. I think so. So, I would say, 私はピーターです. I'm Peter. And you would say?
私は Suzuki desu.
Which is?
I'm Suzuki.
Which is really your last name.
Yes, my last name.
Okay, first things first. Group A. Japanese, please.
Group A.
And where will the games be taking place?
宮城県仙台市.
宮城 prefecture, Sendai city.
Yes.
Okay, now, are you familiar with this city, Sakura-san?
Not really.
Pretend a bit. Yes, I think we established this already in a previous podcast, so not too much lying here. Now, Natsuko-san, can you give us the six countries real quick that are in this group?
Nigeria, Lebanon, Argentina, France, Venezuela, セルビア、モンテネグロ。
Now, I believe the last one is two countries, but for this tournament, they are participating together. So we'll just break them in. So this group actually has seven countries involved. Okay, first country, one more time, please.
ナイジェリア。
Can you break this down for us?
ナイジェリア。ナイジェリア。
And how do we say Nigerian?
ナイジェリア人。
That's all. Just attach
人
to the Japanese word for Nigeria, which is?
ナイジェリア。
Okay, now we have a Julius on the team. So can you introduce yourself?
はじめまして。私はジュリアスです。ナイジェリア人です。よろしくお願いします。
Next country. Sakura-san, お願いします。
レバノン。
Break it down.
レバノン。レバノン。
And the name is Joseph. Please introduce yourself.
はじめまして。私はジョセフです。レバノン人です。よろしくお願いします。
夏子さん、アルゼンティナ。
アルゼンチン。アルゼンチン。
マヌー。
はじめまして。私はマヌーです。アルゼンチン人です。よろしくお願いします。
That's a little difficult to say.、Can you say that one more time?
アルゼンチン人。
Tricky.
Tricky. Good luck for all the Argentinians.
Yes.
Good luck to everyone out there with that one. Next we have France.
France. France.
And Tony. Now we know this is in
well, French.
Tony Parker. He's a famous basketball player.
Really?
On the team. I promise. I promise.
Okay.
Would you rather switch the name to Pierre?
Tony でいいんじゃない?
Okay.
はじめまして。私はトニーです。フランス人です。よろしくお願いします。
Next we have Venezuela.
ベネズエラ。ベネズエラ。
Richard.
はじめまして。私はリチャードです。ベネズエラ人です。よろしくお願いします。
Next we have Serbia and Montenegro. Now we're gonna have to break this into two.To get the country. So why don't we go with Serbia first?
Serbia. Serbia.
Vladi Divac.
はじめまして。ブラディ・ディバッツです。セルビア人です。よろしくお願いします。
Now that one we had a full name in there. Give it the name one more time, please.
ブラディ・ディバッツ。
Vladi Divac. Famous basketball player. Next we have Montenegro.
モンテネグロ、モンテネグロ。
And let's go with the same name, Vlade.
はじめまして。私はブラディです。モンテネグロ人です。よろしくお願いします。
Great job. Really, really good job. Now the key to this is only two parts. We gave you the set phrase to introduce yourself. Just two parts of that change.
Yes.
Just the name and your nationality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?On the website, inside the premium section, we're actually going to have today's dialogue all up there. So all the self-introductions will be up there. So if you need it, it's there for you. Okay, now let's talk about the lovely city.
Sendai.
Natsuko-san, where is Sendai located?
It's in northeastern part of Honshu Island.
And what's Honshu?
It's the biggest island in Japan.
Northeast. About how far north of Tokyo?
It's about 2 or 3 hours from Tokyo using Shinkansen.
And that would be, in English?
Bullet train.
So it's not too far, but it's far enough that you're going to get a nice flavor of what Japan's really like.
Yes.
I think the way they're holding this tournament is really interesting. The cities hosting are Sapporo in Hokkaido, Sendai, Hamamatsu, and Hiroshima.
Oh, they're all very...Beautiful places.
Very beautiful.
And they're all different.
Yeah, much different than, say, Tokyo or Yokohama or Osaka. So this is a really unique chance to really get absorbed in the Japanese culture.
Right.
Now, when we go to Sendai, what's going on at Sendai? Natsuko-san, can you give us some tips, maybe place to eat or kind of off-the-beat place to travel?
I think the city is famous for Tanabata Festival, right?
I remember that. We just had a JCC, a Japanese culture class, about that.
Mm. Oh, yes. But we just missed it, right? It's already...
It's finished.
Wow, you really killed that party, didn't you, Sakura-san? It's finished.
Last weekend?
Yeah, last weekend. You are correct. 6th to the 8th, August 6th to August 8th. But as the tournament will be starting on August 19th, not going to make it.
Mm.
So what about something to eat there?
How about some gyutan?
And this is?
Cow tongue.
That's right.
Mm.
Now, as I said in a previous podcast, I'm not too fond of cow tongue, but the cow tongue in Sendai City, is really good.
Mm.
And if you're going to make it all the way up there, it's definitely worth trying.
Right.
You got to try it, right, Sakura-san?
Yes. I love it. I love it. Grilled. Slices. Yes. Slices of tongue.
Yes, it doesn't come in whole.
No, like not like stewed tongue.
Yes.
It's grilled.
It's sliced.
And salt and pepper. And
yes.
Yes.
Sounds good. What's next? Mm-hmm. What else are there to eat?
Zunda mochi.
What's that?
Zunda mochi is these rice dumplings, sticky dumplings, in green paste. Green paste.
Are they sweet?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's the paste is made of green soybean.
Sounds healthy for you.
Mm, yes, yes. And it's quite traditional as well.
All right. And how do we say that one more time?
Zunda mochi.
Can you break that down for us?
Zunda mochi. Zunda mochi.
And give us the cow tongue one more time.
Gyutan. Gyutan. Gyutan.
Now, for those of you only listening to this cast and then are heading off to Japan, you can actually use part of the introduction, the part that means please.
お願いします.
To order cow tongue.
Gyutan お願いします.
Drop the yoroshiku and then give it to us one more time.
Gyutan お願いします.
Cow tongue, please, or?
Zunda mochi お願いします.
Sweet green soybean paste with soft glutinous rice balls, please.
Long.
Long.
Zunda mochi.
Zunda mochi. Now that they have something to eat, what is there to do? I know there's a big street in the middle of town you can walk down. Lots of shops, people are out and about, walking arm in arm. It's a really, really unique experience. What else is there to do?
You can take a short trip to Matsushima.
Great idea.
Sounds nice.
Yes.
Is this located inside the city?
No, it's about 40 minutes away by train.
And if someone takes this ride, what's there? What's so special about this place?
There are tiny islands in the sea
covered
with pine trees. And it's very artistic, and it's one of the three most beautiful sceneries in Japan.
Wow, in Sendai.
Yes.
If you're up there and you have the time, make the extra effort to get there. It'll really be worth it.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. All right, Natsuko-san, is there anything else to do?
There are also two hot springs near Sendai, which is Akiu and Sakunami.
Now, for those of you who like jacuzzis, like hot water, really hot water, this could be really great for you. You can take a short excursion to one of these places and really get an experience of what Japan's like. Sendai will be enough because Sendai, you're going to get a nice taste. But if you make it to one of these other places, you're really going to get a complete experience. What to do, what to do. We still have another group to go, but we're way past our time limit.
As always.
As always.
As always.
This always happens.
Would that be next week?
But we only have one more week before the tournament starts, and we have three more groups to go.
Oh.
All right, we're going to figure something out. We'll figure it out. We'll get away. We'll get away to get
yes.
it to you. Don't worry. All the groups in the tournament will have something for them. We will.
Okay.
Now, we want to remind you to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Inside the PDF, further write-up of what we went over today. We're going to have all the introductions we did today, plus a write-up on how to use them. We'll have information on, if you're coming to Japan, how to get your name in Japanese. We'll get you the proper pronunciation in Japanese to make your introduction go smoother and really get you to a level so that you can have a great impact on whoever you're talking to. Also, some other business. Last week, Sakura-san Did you see what we released on Friday?
Ah, yes, I did.
The what video.
Video.
That's right.
すごいね。
Natsuko-san, what did you think?
It was so impressive.
We are inviting everybody to come down.
Mm.
Because what we've come up with is a way to try to get you into the next episode. We have an open call for listeners to send in a video of them speaking Japanese, introducing themselves. We are looking so forward to getting your videos. We want to see you guys speaking Japanese.
Yes.
That you just have to come down, watch the video, read the reviews, read the posts, all of them, if you have the time. We had so many great posts.
Yes.
And see if you can participate in this unique contest.
Mm. Yes, please.
Also, we want to remind you that there's a week left until Friday that you can vote for JapanesePod101.com and our community for the podcast awards.
よろしくお願いします。
よろしくお願いします。
Thank you for all the support. We really, really appreciate it. All right, did we get everything? What? Woo, what a lesson. Okay, so congratulations to the six countries we talked about today for making it this far. We wish you the best of luck. And what can we say? Wishing them luck?
頑張ってください。
See you tomorrow.
また明日ね。
またね。